Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Focusing this morning on President Joe Biden's pick for U.S. attorney in the region.
Carla B. Friedman is a supervisory federal prosecutor based in the Syracuse office. She's expected to be the president's pick as the next U.S. attorney of the Northern District of New York, which covers the Capital Region, the Adirondacks, and really most of upstate between here and Syracuse. Times Union's Rob Gavin reports Friedman's currently the chief of the office's Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force and a one-time gang prosecutor for legendary Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau. She's a Democrat, like Biden, and a graduate of New York Law and grew up in Syracuse. She must be confirmed by the Senate, and if she is, she'll follow in the footsteps of the last two U.S. attorneys, Rick Hartounian and Grant Jaquith, who, like her, were career prosecutors elevated to lead the offices where they worked. Friedman, in addition to supervising the organized crime operation, is the U.S. attorney's local coordinator for opioid cases. For years, the U.S. attorney's office was based in Syracuse, but Hartounian's selection by President Barack Obama in 2009 moved the leadership here, and it remained in Albany through Jaquith's tenure after his selection by President Donald Trump. It's not clear yet if Friedman will move to Albany or remain in Syracuse.
Well, now that spring has arrived, the itch to get up and hike in the high peaks is, I'm sure, affecting many, but you'll most likely need a reservation.
For years, anybody who uses social media or hikes in the Adirondacks has seen either videos or firsthand views of just cars piled along the various trailheads in the high peaks. Now, hiking some of those popular spots is going to require a reservation for people who want to head out across the 7,000-acre Adirondack Mountain Reserve. The reserve's owners and state conservation officials announced a new system on Monday. The 70-acre lot near Keene Valley is going to require reservations May 1st through October 30th. It won't matter if they come by vehicle or dropped off or ride a bike. They're going to need to make reservations 2 weeks ahead. Popularity in hiking the Adirondacks, especially the high peaks, has exploded. While people will probably object to having have reservations, there's good spots throughout the park to hike. Maybe people will spread around and discover all the other wonderful places there are to go find beautiful vistas.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Dave.